Roman numeral number 3. If we have grown together with him in the likeness of his death, indeed we will also be in the likeness of his resurrection. A. Grown together with him denotes an organic union in which growth takes place, so that one partakes of the life and characteristic of the other. B. In the organic union with Christ, whatever Christ passed through has become our history. C. His death and resurrection are now ours, because we are in him and are organically joined to him. This is grafting. Romans 11:24. For if you were cut off from what is by nature, a wild olive tree, and were grafted contrarily to nature into the cultivated olive tree, how much more will these who are the natural branches be grafted into their own olive tree? D. Such a grafting discharges all our negative elements, resurrects our God-created faculties, uplifts our faculties, enriches our faculties, and saturates our entire being to transform us. E. The likeness of Christ's death is the baptism mentioned in Romans 6:4. The likeness of Christ's resurrection is the newness of life mentioned in verse 4. F. In the likeness of his resurrection does not refer to a future objective resurrection, but to the present process of growth. G. When we were baptized, we grew together with Christ in the likeness of his death. Now, through his death, we are growing into his resurrection. H. Just as the element of Christ's death is found only in him, so the element of Christ's resurrection is found only in Christ himself. He himself is resurrection. John 11:25. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes into me, even if he should die, shall live. I. After experiencing a proper baptism, we continue to grow in and with Christ in the likeness of his resurrection, that is, to walk in newness of life.